the shadows of the bush, you look around and you see all these people and you go, oh, he's shooting some gun over there, I don't have to bother with that because I know that I can get his footage if I want it. And it's this kind of new model of filmmaking. You know, I think it, you know, it's a lot of people starting off, so things are kind of raw and ragged, but it's a new way of working, the way that you can say, I'm going to turn up and make a film about an event, and I know before I even go that there'll be 30 people there who are going to be willing to give me the material I need, you know, to do what I do. Like, some of the films coming out of the United States where this culture has been around a little bit more, I think really, really show the power of it. One example I always think of is when the war started in Iraq, quite famously, activists in San Francisco tried to shut down the financial district of San Francisco for day after day at the start of the war. The whole thing was, you know, they've made a film about it called We Interrupt This Empire. And just thinking about the way they were making that film, it's like looking into the future of how people will make documentaries. They had teams of people in places all over the city with radio scanners. They recorded all of the police radio through the radio scanners so that they could use that as the soundtrack of their film. So there was a gang of people doing that. There was a gang of people collecting audio, gangs of people on the streets collecting film, people writing text reports that could be used later in the film. And as well as that, maybe 50, 60 or 80 even people shooting videos that would all be pulled at the end, out of which a film would be made. There was another protest in the United States in Miami recently, where this phrase, the Miami model, came from. They've just completed another film. And, you know, these people are pushing this idea in the materials around these films. They're saying, 60 of us cooperated over 6 months to make this. Most of us never even met each other, but we cooperated from all points all around America to make this film. And I think the way these films are being made, films have never been made like that before. And so the films, while they may be made by young people who are quite raw and ragged in the way they're actually being put together, you know, give them 5 years and, you know, you never quite know what could happen. So I think a lot of these films, some of these films tonight, are the first time that we really tried to do that in Ireland, where it's really, really people pooling the resources and showing how if people, you know, have a different relationship to what they're making, i.e. you're not making this footage for yourself as a kind of investment in the media economy, but as an investment in as part of a community that wants to make things for a community and tell stories that weren't being told before and that the mainstream media isn't interested in or doesn't want to tell for various reasons. I think, you know, this is the first time, I can't believe it's so many new Irish documentaries have been made since the 1st of May. Like, this is 4 documentaries that have been made since then within a small group of people. And I think, hopefully, it'll be great to be back here in a year's time and see 10 half-hour documentaries. And with a big jump by the people, it's our first time tonight, you know, and a big jump for the next one. So, that's it, really, unless anyone wants to ask me any questions before we start. I have no idea what we're going to see first, and I hand you over to our master of ceremonies for the evening, Rastafari.
All right.
Say, if people actually want to get involved in the sort of real world planning and stuff of NDA, we're actually having a meeting of the support group next Saturday, the 11th of September. It's a funny day, but the 11th of September in the Teachers Club in Parnell Square. The Independent Media Support Group was basically established as a way of sort of bringing all the independent media projects together, like the website, the video stuff, some of the radio work we do, and software production as well. And also as a way of sort of raising money to finance some of this stuff. I mean, this stuff is all done on a very small budget, but we still do have to raise money from time to time, like with fundraisers like this. So everybody's welcome to come along to that, and that will give you a chance to actually get involved and meet the people who are sort of the team who put the videos together and who work on the website and so on. So that's at 3 o'clock, as I say, on Saturday, the 11th of September, in the Teachers Club in Parnell Square.
The first feature we're going to see is a 25-minute documentary made at the Bush Weekend, as we all know, back when he was over here down in Shannon. About 25 minutes long, and previously from May Day, well, the whole run up to May Day, we had the new idea of putting together a video get with lawyers in the sense that instead of the usual text lawyers you normally see or as an audio thing, we just throw the whole concept into video. So it would be like 40 seconds thing leading up to the video, and we put them out on the website and generate a lot of interest, and as probably everybody's seen, like, the World May Day had headlines on bus stops and everything about anarchist surge and violence and May Day and all this crap. So basically just it kind of, we've seen how well it worked for May Day, so we've done the same thing for Bush. So just gonna go in here.
So we've got a virtual light, there's a virtual light switch, is that it?
If
anyone wants to sit up the front as well, I'm sure it's grand. Sit on the ground up the front rather than the fire. I think it's
the two seats there in the
back. Does anyone know what the light switch is? Is that it?
That's it.
Right.
Yeah.